Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
To do. Hey, man, I was talking to my buddy, Kevin James. Not King of Queens.
Not Kevin James.
Not him. And he asked me, what's the first thing that the new coach should do? I said, have a meeting with the key players, fly them out some plays and chop it up. He said, you know, he was thinking that too, maybe a dinner, games, let loose.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, you know what? Would be a good, cool icebreaker. They're going to do some games. Hey, Lamar, I heard you like staying up playing games. Let's play some Madden. Icebreaker. I don't know if that'd be a good idea. Do you have any worries now that they finally got rid of the coach? I mean, well, you definitely have worries because you didn't want to get rid of
him. No, I'm not worried at all, actually. I mean, look, in my heart, I think it had to happen because I didn't like what I saw. And, you know, I just don't think the coordinators reined in enough. I think he got married to Zach Gore because he liked him and gave him a shot. And I don't think he was up for the job yet. I don't like some stuff on the offense. So no, I'm not. Not worried. I think I'm confident that I'm just confident. Very confident in DaCosta. I think he's a really smart man. He's been in football his whole life. He's been with this organization for how long? He was with the Browns before they came.
Mm-hmm.
So I mean, he's been here forever. I'm confident they're going to find a really good replacement. So I'm not worried because the team still stays. They're going to make some moves.
Yeah.
They're going to hire somebody, same organization. And, and I think it was time for a change because I don't think they're going to get it done with the guys with the assistant coaches.
Got this in from Phil. Good morning. I wanted John gone. At this point, I'm going to trust Steve, Eric, in the interview process to ensure the right candidate comes in and with a clear plan for Lamar and the defense. Right now, I'm open-minded. I don't know if I want the next coach to be offensive or defensive-minded. What I do know is that I want to get our defensive reputation back. That identity has always mattered to this organization. I would also love to see Ed Reed have a role in some capacity if possible. His presence and perspective could be valuable. I'm looking forward to seeing how this all plays out. I read that because Ed Reed's name has come up multiple times mm-hmm. to me, inbox and on social media.
Yeah.
Your thoughts on that?
You know I love Ed Reed.
You do. Mm-hmm.
I do.
So it's almost like you and me answering a Biff Poggi question.
Right. No, I mean, I do. I really like Ed Reed. I have access to him because of Glenn. Basically,
right.
Through our friend, I've been around him a lot. I like him a ton. I've loved him as a player. I think it's hard when you have someone who is arguably, or not, he's probably, to me, the best safety to ever play that position. So, I mean,
I don't know how you argue that.
Yeah, I mean, people can throw somebody out. I mean, I don't know. He's the best safety I've ever seen play football. The problem when guys like that coach, Ray Lewis, Ed Reed, how do you live up to that standard?
Yeah.
It's like, I had this discussion with somebody about coaching people up. You have someone as good as they are. The problem is these guys were so significantly blessed genetically. They were just better than everybody else. I don't know if they can tolerate people that aren't. And it's like, you can take a guy who's talented and coach him up and teach him and teach him and teach him. But it's like, you know, it's like two things, analogy. It was like asking Pavarotti, you know, teach me to sing like you. Mm-hmm. You can't. If you go to the microwave, right? You put a bagel in.
Mm-hmm.
You hit the pizza button. Still bagel. You know what I mean? You can't make something that isn't that. You know, it's still a bagel when it comes out. It's not pizza. And I just don't think it works when these really talented guys become coaches.
I wish it did work like that.
I did too.
I got this from my buddy Molino. Be careful what you wish for. Where Lee Evans dropping his 8th hour's fumble from 2 more Super Bowls. See, this is what I argue with people all the time. Two things to that, Molino. If you do catch the ball, if you're Lee Evans, what makes you think they're that hungry in year number 2 to go back to the Super Bowl? How many people have repeated other than the Patriots and the Chiefs?
Yeah.
So that hunger from just missing 2011 mm-hmm. may have been their drive for 2012. So let's put that on the shelf. Mm-hmm. All right, so you're Lee Evans drop. You're also a Billy Cundiff miss in that same game. You are have two 14-point leads against the New England Patriots. Don't forget about that. Away from advancing in the playoffs, you are not only a Zay Flowers drop in the end zone from the Super Bowl, but what about advancing to give yourself another chance for AFC Championship if your tight end doesn't drop the football in the end zone? It could have been a 2-point conversion. My point is, Molino, we can sit here and stack what-ifs constantly, and near misses have become a culture with this football team.
Yeah,
and near misses, and that culture starts with the top. It's been a lack of focus over and over in games that matter, including the game number 17 of the season this year. So you're right. Those things could be true. However, I can give you more what-ifs in the postseason, and it makes me believe it's a culture.
Yeah,
and sometimes you got to change the culture where those near misses and lacks of focuses don't happen.
Well, it's like, look, we had this discussion privately with someone, and I sent the Lombardi quote. I've carried it in my date book for years. You had it in your office. This is the quote I sent. Winning's not a sometime thing. It's an all-time thing. You don't win once in a while. You don't do things right once in a while. You do them right all the time. Winning is a habit. Unfortunately, so is losing.
Yep.
And that, to me, it says a lot because – you know, we have all these, and there are. You can cite a million of them. You can cite the Pitta drop last year.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this year, obviously.
He dated himself. Pitta drop last year.
Yes. Andrew's drop. The loop miss. The Lee Evans and Cundiff. We can look at all these things.
Uh-huh.
That's the quote.
It's becoming habits.
You do them right all the time. This should not happen. And I love that quote. I know you do too. I think it's really apropos in this situation.
Parkville, Donati. What's up, Donati?
What's up, what's up, Rob Long? It's me, Gennady, the legend from Jimmy's Famous Seafood.
Oh, what's up, man? How are you doing, legend? What's going on, man?
Good. I just want to say some stuff. John Harbaugh's been the coach since I've been in high school. I mean, I've liked him for so many years, but the last couple years, I felt like that, you know, it's just been like downgrading to see how far we've come, and then we blew it at the end, and then especially this year. I mean, there was like 3 games where we had double digit leads, and we blew it at the end.
Well, Donati, let me tell you this, man. Next time you call in here, don't give me no Donati. Give me legend. All right, give me legend, man. Come on, Donati. He's the legend. If you go to Jimmy's Tailgoat,
uh-huh.
He's the guy that gets up there, takes his shirt off, and spells Ravens and gets the whole crowd
really
up. Yes. Yes. Man, Donati. You better call in here again, and next time you call, I want to hear legend. Solomon in Catonsville. What's up, Solomon?
Good morning, gentlemen. How you doing?
Doing well. Right. How are you?
Doing good. There's two guys out there I would love to see the Ravens give a shot at for the next head coaching position. Steve Spagnuolo and Marvin Lewis. What do you guys think about that?
No. I got nothing else for you. No.
Yeah. No. No. And when people do, I wish they would just not throw out the name, but tell us why.
Yeah.
Tell us why you like them. defensive minded, bad organization, held them down, whatever it may be. The woman, I guess, the woman about Flores, she had an answer.
She had an answer. Yeah.
You know? And so, okay, I'll accept that.
Hard to argue when you give me your reason. That's your reason.
Yeah, there's no right and wrong. It's your opinions, but give me a reason.
So, all right, Luther. Mark in Baltimore. What's up, Mark?
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. You know, it was time for a change. I liked Harbaugh for a long time, but you look back at the last 18 years, and a lot of people are saying how it was such a great run, and I walk away from it thinking it was an underachieving run. You know, one championship in 18 years when just in the Lamar era alone, you've had the best regular season football team in the league at least three times, and you walked away with nothing. You didn't even sniff a Super Bowl, much less win one. But there are two names that I believe could be viable coaches for this team, and they both have head coach experience. One on off or defensive side of the ball would be Brian Flores. Believe he got a very raw deal in Miami. I think he'd be a great replacement. And if they wanted to go offense, I think it has to be Kevin Stefanski. This team, the way it's built, I think has another run in it with an experienced head coach. Those guys would be my picks. Stefanski, that situation in Cleveland reminds me so much of the Mike Vrabel situation in Tennessee. He would be great. And, you know, I tell you a name to maybe keep an eye on for offensive coordinator is possibly Cliff Kingsbury. I think we need someone that knows how to coach a mobile quarterback, knows how to call plays for a mobile quarterback. My only fear is that whoever comes in brings in a coordinator that's never had a talent like Lamar before, and we kind of get stuck in this situation where the play calling is more traditional to a pocket passer. When Lamar is a generational talent, I believe,
Here's the thing, Mark. Two things I want to stick with here. If you just said he's a generational talent, that means there are no other play callers out there. Nobody else has had a Lamar other than the guys who have had Lamar.
And there is nobody like him, yes.
Number two, who are the traditional pocket passers now? Where are they?
Right.
Where are these guys? Who are these guys?
Go around the league.
Exactly.
Is it Baker Mayfield?
No.
Is Jaden Daniels?
So number one, you're not going to find another coordinator unless he's already been a coordinator for Lamar who knows how to coordinate for a guy like Lamar. Number two, the pocket passers.
I'm glad he brought up two names, the Kingsbury name and he brought up Flores. Let's compare the two. Flores, I don't think he's going to head coach again because of the whole throwing his owner under the bus.
Kingsbury shouldn't.
That's another issue. However, you have Lamar, he brings up the quarterback issue. Think of who Kingsbury's credited with developing. Baker Mayfield, Mahomes, Kyler Murray, Caleb Williams, and Jaden Daniels, most recently. That's who he's credited with developing. So, I mean, I see him as a more viable candidate than Flores.
Cordell Woodland, it's 8:30, buddy, on the other side. Are you worried about the Ravens not bringing in the right guy? Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. so you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Fight with my headphones over here.
Shane Bowes with his trophy antlers on the wall.
See that? I told you, huh?
Very cool.
Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. You have any worries that the Ravens might not pick the right guy for the next head coaching job?
Of course. I'm confident that they will pick the right guy. I think a lot of Eric DaCosta. Actually, I think a lot of Steve Bisciotti. You know, I hear people bitching about him not being a public face, not being accessible. He's the owner. I want him to hire smart people and let them do the football stuff. And I like the way he operates.
Yeah,
me too. But I have a lot of faith in EDC. Yeah, I'm confident he'll do it, but I am worried because you don't know.
You don't know.
You don't, especially, you know, if you take a shot on a college coach. Say you do that. You take a successful college coach, give him a shot at the pros, and we've seen that not succeed. You guys go back to college, which for whatever reason, it's not the same. Coaching different, you know, go from coaching kids to millionaires. So there's that. And sometimes it just doesn't work. You know, there's people are people. They're not perfect, and sometimes they're not a good fit, either for your personnel or your organization or whatever. So, yeah, there's always a risk.
I don't know how much legs it is to this, but did you see Kirk Cignetti is a possible candidate for the Raiders job?
I did not.
Just saw it up there.
Yeah. Well, that's a guy, the biggest story in college football, obviously. And they are for real, if you see what they just did last game. I mean, they've been new all season, but I think people expected different in the, you know, the college football playoff. I'm like, nope. They crushed.
Do you strike while the iron's hot right now if you're him?
That's a tough one, man. But yeah, probably.
410-583-1057, that's the number. Let's go to Sean in Northeast Baltimore. Sean, what's up, man?
Hey, good morning, guys. Love your show.
Thank you, sir.
Thanks.
I know I'm beating a dead horse, but back after the Ravens won the Super Bowl with Harbaugh, they was like 1-4 until they drafted Lamar. So I still think Lamar saved his job. I don't think Harbaugh would be here if it wasn't for Lamar Jackson. And I agree with you on the Kingsbury. I think he'd be a great coach for Lamar. I think he'd be a great coach. And another thing about Harbaugh, his clock management, how many times were we complaining about that? How many times you see Lamar stomping his feet on the ground for them to get the play in? Mm-hmm. So that was another thing that, you know, made me really just was a turn off with Harbaugh. And, yeah, that's about all I got to say. Thanks, guys. Love your show.
Thank you, sir. 410-583-1057. I'm sorry. I think Cliff Kingsbury would be a horrible selection for head coach. Absolutely horrible. 5-10-1, 8-8. He had that 1-11-6 year, 4-13, and he wasn't that good as an OC in Washington. I think right now we're just throwing names out.
Well, that's what this is. This is just an exercise to throwing names out.
That's the worst. One of the worst. The ones that you can get. Let's go to Troy in West Baltimore. What's up, Troy?
What's going on, y'all? How y'all doing, man?
All right. How are you?
Man, I'm going to say this, man. And Rob, you know this. How many times have we seen, go back to the beginning real quick. How many times have we seen a special teams coach get a head coaching job on a veteran team like Ravens?
I don't think we've ever seen it before, but, you know, he was pretty good at it.
Yeah. Okay. All right. When he came in Baltimore, how many times was our special teams tops in the league since he's this great special teams coach?
I can't remember because I don't check out special teams.
Yeah.
I mean, the team has been so successful as the head coach. Yeah. I mean, come on, man. That's a reach.
Let me say this. I know what I'm
I thought you had an answer. How many times had it been tops?
Yeah, it was none. He have no game adjustments. He never goes to Lamar and say, Lamar can't go to him and say, what you looking at? They ain't cover two, cover four, cover six. What we got? No in-game adjustments. Never. He only got that Super Bowl because of the veteran presence that we had. Anybody could have coached that team in 2012. He had nothing to do with that Super Bowl, bro. That was the veterans that we had here that was refusing to lose. He had nothing to do with that.
Nothing.
So, you know, that's just me. I mean, he's not special. I mean, he should have been out the door, you ask me. So, that's my take on it.
Thank you very much. 410-583-1057 is the number.
You know, it's funny. This is so the coach has nothing to do with it. He has nothing to do with the victory, but he has everything to do with this
loss.
Eight-minute season.
That's life, bro.
I mean, come on.
That's life, bro.
This is what irritates me about these situations. I mean, he had nothing to do with the success. Nothing.
Anybody could have won with that team in 2012.
He had nothing to do with last year's record, the year before and the year before. This year, it's totally his fault. It's like, come on, man.
So before John Harbaugh took over, these are the Ravens' records the 4 years before he took over. 9-7, 10-6, 13-3.
5-11.
Not very good.
Not very good.
And then all of a sudden they start going upward. They go 11-5, go to the AFC Championship. Go to conference championship game. They go 9-7, lose in the division round. Go 12-4, lose in the division round. Go 12-4 again, lost in the conference championship. And then they go 10-6 and win the Super Bowl. So if anybody could have won it, why did the coach before him get fired? And I don't want to sit here and defend John Harbaugh, but I'm going to defend him against things that are said that just made up.
Well, that's what I'm doing. Is it? Come on, I'll take the criticism. But, you know, bad clock management, bad decision, not taking the coordinators on, you know, under control.
How many times?
By the way, the last time they were, with 22-23 season, they were number one.
What?
Special teams.
I'm glad you looked it up, because who looks that up?
I did.
Who knows that off the top of their
head?
But I'm just saying, who knows that off the top of
their head? Nobody, and it's a dumb argument. It's a 22-23 season, they were number one.
Does he get credit for when the defense won a triple crown? No, Rob. He's a special teams coach. Come on, man. I mean, if we want to debate things, let's debate things.
Yeah.
But don't just throw stuff again. Hey, how are you going to ask me a question you don't know the answer to? I don't know the answer to that. Special teams. The answer is, what do I care?
Yeah, and now we know. They were number one in that year, and the year before they were number four in the league. So it's
top five.
Yeah, top five.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this?
I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh?
Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report,